don't know how many of you have seen the DVD or the video, The Indescribable Christ. Anybody seen it? Right, I would say to you then, it's not that you must see it, but what I would say to you is that you should see it. It's a lovely film or DVD. Well worth seeing. But one of the things that the compare of the speaker in the film speaks about, he kind of locates for us where the world is in relation to all the other planets in the system. And he's able to show us this location. And he says this: it's in one of the most dangerous places in the system, in the planet system, in the Milky Way system. He says it's in one of the most dangerous places within this system. He said you actually live in a very dangerous territory. Now that's from the point of view of the galaxies. But I want us to think this morning, not so much of our location in the Milky Way system, but I want us to think this morning that we're actually living in this world of ours in a very, very dangerous place. Okay? Need to know that. And Psalm 91 is, if we don't already know how dangerous the place is, Psalm 91 is really going to emphasize and illustrate to us how dangerous this world is that we live in. Now, the writer of the psalm is, I'm not sure who it is that writes it. It doesn't actually tell us exactly who it is that writes it, but the psalmist who's writing this poem or this song is now thinking from the point of view in a very personal way, but he's also thinking in a kind of a national way. He's thinking of the Jewish nation, and he's describing for them the danger that surrounds them, but he's also describing for them the safety that's available to them. And that's kind of important. So we need to know that we're living in a dangerous world. Now, for those of us, and any one of us in here tonight, this afternoon, who are Christians, sometimes, just sometimes, we forget how dangerous this place is. I know I do. We can forget that it's not an environment that's suitable and appropriate for those of us who are Christians. It isn't a safe place to be a Christian in this world. We need to know that. It's not safe. It's dangerous. One of the writers in the epistles tells us this, that the devil, he goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Okay, now he's really not particularly interested, it would seem, in the non-Christian community. But he has a real interest in destroying, and that's the word that it's used, the Christian community, the followers of the Lord Jesus. And so his strategy is to destroy, to ruin. We're going to look at something about that maybe tonight, but in a different kind of context. The purpose of the devil is that he might destroy the Christian community in all sorts of ways. Now, we need to know that, because there is, I think, for some of us, if not for all of us, a kind of a complacency that things will be all right and we really don't need to take too many precautions. Now, when we read Psalm number 91, we're going to discover that complacency is outlawed. It's not something that we can fool ourselves about. So let's read Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Mighty, of the Almighty. Now let's just stop there and think. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Shelter, a safe place. A place of security. Kind of a fortress. Specially built, purpose built, and it's a place of safety. Now notice what it says here. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. First question. Are we sheltering? Do we have a place of safety? Is our shelter the Most High? Are we sheltering in Jehovah God? Do we know God in Jesus to be our shelter, our place of security, our place of safety? Has there been a time in all of our hearts and all of our lives when we have deliberately and chosen to shelter from the danger in God, in the Lord Jesus? Something that we need to first of all ask ourselves the question, where is your place of safety? What is it? Where is it? Who is it that you turn to in danger? Now here the psalmist, this poet, is now speaking and he says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the mighty, of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Now there's a statement that this man is making that I think is quite amazing. And I'm now talking to myself. Do I have absolute confidence in the Almighty? Second question. Do you have absolute confidence in the Almighty? Do you believe that there is no safer place than being in the shadow or under the shadow of the Almighty? The idea of the shadow really is this overriding presence, this constant awareness of the presence of God. It's a shadow. It's all encompassing. It keeps you safe. It shadows you from the great heat of the sun, of the power of the sun. It's a shadow that is cast over you to protect you. Do you know of that kind of protection? Are you aware? Am I aware of that kind of protection? Do we know who is our protector? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Verse 3 tells us again something that's important. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Okay, there's a kind of an interesting idea that's being looked at there. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. That's a kind of an unseen trap. The fowler doesn't set his traps in a way that the animals will be able to observe it and see it. Really what the fowler is attempting to do is to catch an animal unawares, by chance, through carelessness, lack of observation, lack of knowledge. And the fowler sets his trap in order that he might catch and entrap the unwary. For for those of us who are Christians, not all of the dangers in life that will harm us are obvious. Not all of them are. Though the devil, it says, goes around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour, that in a sense is relatively easy to avoid because we are aware of the danger. But the Bible also tells us of the devil that he's like an angel of light. He not only roars, but he entices and entraps. And these traps are set. The traps are set, and if you were watching any of the television programs just comparatively recently that was dealing with men setting traps for animals, you'll discover that they set them at the proper height for the animal that they seek to entrap. They have the proper bait that will entice the animal to come towards the trap. And not only that, and this is maybe where it's really important, they set it in a place that they know the animal constantly travels. Kind of important to notice that. Sets it in a place where the animal has constantly traveled. In other words, the trapper, to entrap the animal, knows the habit of the animal. Now we're reading here in this little psalm that among the dangers for those of us who are God's people is the danger of the fowler's snare. Knows our journeys, knows our habits, knows our ways, sets the trap with the proper bait at the proper level, and he entraps us. And so in order to avoid that, the psalmist says this, I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress. He goes back and repeats back that his safety, his security is not in his knowledge, that is in the Christian's knowledge, but it's in the protection of God. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Verse 4 is lovely. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Notice in all of these, in this little psalm, there is no reliance on ourselves. We're encouraged to take refuge. We're not encouraged to fight. Okay? I don't know if you've noticed that, but in my reading of it, I noticed that. This is not now a battle that we can win. It's a war that we need to be saved from or in. We need to be in a place of safety. This is not now bravado and carelessness and self-confidence. Here it's the awareness of the danger and our reliance on God to be the one that saves us. Important this for those of us who are Christians. Verse 5, you will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. You will not fear. You will not fear. It doesn't say you have nothing to fear. What it says is you will not fear, because your confidence and your security is in the shadow of the Almighty. You're in a safe place. You're in a safe place. And because we are in a safe place in Christ, hidden in Christ, we have no reason to fear. And so it's a powerful, powerful psalm, this, for our benefit, written for our benefit, reminding us, and again I'll say it, reminding us that we're in a dangerous place where traps are set, where there is pestilence, where there is sword, where there is a huge amount of difficulty and enmity. But if we're in the shadow of the Almighty, we will be saved. Look at verse 9. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. Now that's a lovely expression. Again, the writer here is a tried and tested man. He's not writing hopefully, but he's writing experientially. He knows this to be true. He knows this to be true. He knows from the history of the people of Israel that this is true. He knows from his own personal experience that this is true. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near to your tent. Reminding us again. Decision. Because you have made. Responsibility. Decisions to be made. Where is it we will place our confidence? Kind of important. Where is it? Who is it that we place our confidence in? Verse 11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. This man here is now looking at massive dangers and risks. Things that will happen to us, might happen to us, inadvertently, just because we're in a dangerous territory. And he's saying this, that he will surround us with an army to keep us safe. For he will command his angels. Now, I don't know how you feel about that. Don't know how you feel about that. I'm not sure if you're a Sadducee. Now you might think, what do Sadducees believe? Well, Sadducees, among many things, don't believe in the resurrection, and they don't believe in angels, and they don't believe in spirits. So I hope you're believers in angels. I hope you are. If you're not, then you're going to miss out on a layer of protection. Here's what the Lord says. For he will command his angels concerning you. I want to get away from the romantic kind of soppy idea of our kind of somebody that's particularly looking after us, you know, in a very kind of personal way. But it's difficult to avoid that. Here's what we're being told. Not only is God our refuge, but he will see to it that we are protected. His angels. Now, don't ask me how that works. Don't ask me what the operation consists of. Simply take courage in this, that our lives, if they're in Christ, while we live in this dangerous, dangerous world, he will command his angels concerning us. Now, notice what it says there. Concerning us. He will tell his angels about us. He will refer Derek Watt to his angels. He'll refer you to his angels. He'll tell them about you in order that they might be observing you for your safety. And I think that's lovely. Why do we need all of this safety and protection? Because we are living in a dangerous territory. It's unsafe. And we need protection. Because, verse 14, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. Now notice what that says there. Slightly different kind of responsibility there. It's now, if you like, the Lord saying, because he, Derek Watt, because he, you, because you trust, because you hold fast to God in love, he will deliver him. Okay, so there is now something that's reciprocated. God's love towards us is guaranteed. And he now is saying that because we love him, he will deliver us. I think it's lovely. And I will protect him because he knows my name. Now, what does that kind of mean? Well, when we're in danger, whose name do we call out on? Who is the name that we shout, that we use when we're in danger? Well, it's the Lord Almighty. It's the shadow of his wings. It's the one who protects us like a great eagle protects and hovers over its young. And we call on the name of the Lord. And those that call on the name of the Lord, Scripture tells us, will be saved. And so this is a lovely, beautiful psalm. How long will it take the Lord to answer? Look at verse number 15. When he calls me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Now that's encouraging. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I hope those of us and all of us who are Christians here this morning in this place will have taken a whole lot of comfort from this psalm. I hope we'll all be reminded that we are living in a dangerous, dangerous world. We have a foe that is determined to destroy us, not just to hurt us, not just to lame us, not just to make things a wee bit difficult. Scripture teaches us that the devil, our enemy, wants to destroy us. And we need protection. We need angelic protection. We need heavenly protection. And here, this little poem, Psalm 91, is saying to us where this protection, or who this protector is. It's the Almighty. It's God himself who is our protector. And he's able to keep us. And listen to the words of the Lord Jesus and the words of Scripture. He's able to keep us from falling. Able to. He's got the ability. And he's able to present us faultless before his Father in glory. He's able to do it. He's got the ability. He can keep us from falling. And here the little lesson for us is, for us to deliberately think about where we need to be safe. Remember, there's a Trappist who wants to entrap us. And he does that by discovering our path, our routine, the way that we will normally go. And sometimes we can take a kind of confidence in our routine and become complacent. Well, it's in that routine that the trapper sets his trap. And so we have to be careful. And we need to be sheltered. We need to have a place of safety. We need to be looked after. And we are being looked after by Almighty God and by angelic creatures who are looking after us. Why? So that we don't fall. So that we'll be in a safe place and that he'll take us eventually to be with him forever in heaven. I hope you've been encouraged with that little psalm this morning. Psalm number 91. Let's just pray. Father, I just commend ourselves to you now. I am weak, but you are strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. We just commit ourselves to you in all our vulnerability, in all our weakness, and we just ask, Heavenly Father, look after us, keep us safe, and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.